Blog Talk Radio.
Kissing cousins from Canada. Welcome, kings and queens, ladies and gentlemen, to Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. We're so glad you are joining and supporting the show. Don't forget, we're also here on Monday nights at 6 p.m. We discuss career, romance, finance, relationships, jobs, moving, we cover it all. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information is up to you. Now, we have daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night. And if you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least just go to the website and subscribe. And you can also donate if you like to keep the service continuing. It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages for us, send them to the website or Facebook page, the Essence of Success Radio Network Show. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914, and be sure and push number one so you can get in the queue. Thank you and enjoy the show. Welcome, everyone, to 2019. This is the year of magic, the year of miracles, and also the year of achievements for all. Okay, well, I don't have any birthdays, but I will say this. Happy birthday to all the Capricorns out there, and I know we'll be going this week starting Aquarius. So happy birthday, Capricorns. Happy birthday to you, Aquarius, definitely. About Nina, because I got, you know, some stuff to share with you. Nina is sick with pneumonia, okay? She's lucky she's not in the hospital, but she is really, really, really sick. And hopefully her house sold this week. But, yeah, she'll be out for a few weeks. I mean, she could barely talk. I didn't even hear her voice. Almost, if she didn't feel so bad, I would have teased her and asked her, was her husband enjoying her no voice? She has to be quiet. But anyway, pray for Nina. Pray that the house is sold. I hope it has. And just pray that she, of course, will get better through this pneumonia. Okay, and the chat room is open. Hopefully Heather or Anna may show up in there. Heather is What's the Frequency? Anna is She-Ra. So I hope that they show up in the chat room to assist. If not, I'll go in after so many calls to check to see who's there and if they have any questions for me. Please do put your questions up in there and I will answer them. I want to thank the clients that called this week for readings. I thank you. I appreciate you, and I'm grateful. It was a busy week. Quite a few people called in. Well, I know we're getting ready to go through a change, a shift change now. Today is the full moon. So let me give you a little information about that so you're aware of what's coming before you. 2019's only total lunar eclipse, will be tonight. The moon will really be multitasking. Not only will it go into the eclipse, but it will also be the supermoon and a blood moon. Let's hope that the weather will continue to hopefully be nice. If you're looking at the blood moon, the super moon tonight, and you live in the south or the Midwest, well, my God, you guys are in luck. Your skies are forecast to be relatively clear for tonight, so you'll get to see it in its entirety. Now, and if you don't know what eclipse is, real quick, eclipses happen when the sun, the moon, and the earth align. Lunar eclipses can only happen during the full moon, y'all, so when the moon and the sun are at opposite sides of the earth. Okay, now, tonight's total lunar eclipse will get started at 8:36 p.m. Central Time. This is what I've been given from NASA. So adjust from the East Coast, and you folks on the West Coast, do adjust. The moon will really begin to move into its shadow hours later. The moon will enter the deepest part of the Earth's shadow at 9:33 p.m. So I'm assuming this is still on Central, CST time. And it will be completely in the shadow by 10:41 p.m. tonight. So please adjust your time. Like I said, you folks in the Midwest or the South, you're going to get an excellent view of it. I remember the last eclipse, maybe last January we had an eclipse. God damn, bunch of us neighbors were outside on the sidewalk with our little parade chairs and binoculars and the eclipse glasses watching. It was really neat. It was nice to meet some new neighbors, but anyway, it was really neat. Now, also, let me tell you, it's time to start living life on your own terms. This is an extraordinary total lunar eclipse. It's happening in the dramatic sign of Leo. For all you Leos out there, creating a potent energy that could change your life in ways you never thought possible. Lunar eclipses can ignite powerful influences in your life. And this supercharged event is going to highlight what's no longer working in yours so you can move on from it once and for all. Embracing this cosmic opportunity could turn things around for you in a big way. Okay, so there's your information on the super moon or blood moon. And before I do the prayer, I would like to welcome area code 805 and area code 203 to the show. And I'll just be with you shortly. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, yes, health, yes, joy, yes, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. And I'm going to do this financial prayer because I don't know if you guys are aware of it. It brought tears to my eyes. There are 800,000 people that work for the federal government that are not working right now because of the shutdown. And why it brought tears to my eyes, you're talking about 800,000 employees. Those employees got husbands, wives, children. So it doesn't just affect because they're out of job. They have families to take care of. It also affects the businesses wherever these buildings are at, these federal buildings are at, that the business survives off of, you know, the people that work there. So anyway, we got to keep praying, and I'm not going to say anything about Trump's, but we just keep praying. But it just hurts me to know that many people across the nation, because I wonder about the families, so not just the employees, but the families, 800,000. Now, if you manage their families in with it, we're probably looking at 1 million folks that are going without right now. Okay, anyway, our financial prayer, make it happen here and now. In this timeline, this density, this dimension, this multiverse, something great is about to happen to us. The vibrations and the energies of our soul, our pineal glands, and our higher self give us financial abundance in cash or financial abundance in all ways. Give us what we ask for, God. Manifest a sign within 24 hours. Cause and effect. We deserve all of this and more. Energies, vibrations, timelines, dimensions, and multiverses are opening everywhere right now. Thank you, so be it. Our wills be done. Okay, everybody, I think we are ready to begin the show, so let's start. Our first call up is area code 805. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Donna. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, thank you. Welcome, Shauna, to the show. So glad to have you. Am I saying
thank
it right,
you.
Shauna?
No, it's Donna.
Oh, Donna. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, so sorry, so
right.
Sorry. Well, welcome, Donna, to the show. How are you doing today, young lady?
Yeah, I don't know. Just kind of disillusioned with everything. You know, I haven't met anybody. I'd like to, you know, have a companion, and my money situation's bad. So I wanted to know if things will start getting better, and that I'm on Social Security, so, and I work for my brother once in a while and make a little bit here and there, but just wanted to know what you were picking up, please, if things are going to get better. Or...
Have you thought about working at a flower shop, Donna, for some extra money?
No, I can't really work anywhere because I'm on housing and everything, and that'll affect my housing, and so it wouldn't work out. Yeah.
Okay,
I
but
really
if you're on Social Security and you want to implement your salary, I mean, your money a little bit, they allow you to work to a certain amount, don't they, Donna?
I don't know. Maybe
you can make so much money
that,
on your own, as long as you don't go over a certain limit where it affects your check.
Yeah. Okay. Do
you
know
that?
You mean? Yeah, I think so, but I'm not sure how much or anything like that. Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to check into it. I will. Yeah, I'll check into it. Do you see a relationship coming in? I was in my town, we have a group that's called Near Death Experience. Every month they meet a lot of people, and a lot of people come in from all over the world, and they give lectures on their near death, you know, experiences. And sometimes we have psychics, and we had a psychic there, Deborah Griggs, and she said that I'm going to get married August, September, October, and that he was a burly guy, a bit disheveled. I thought to myself, well, if that's all there is, that's okay, I guess.
Okay, well, you got to get out there to meet somebody because he's not going to knock on your front door and say, hey, Donna, want a date?
I'm taking these classes.
You get...
They're going to start in March. Yeah, different classes with seniors, and, it should be pretty good.
Okay, well, let me see the relationship. When you were talking about finances, the angels told me there's a job at a flower shop if you wanted to amend your money. So that's why I asked that you know.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll concentrate on
you.
Well, you never know until you ask, until you go and try. You may be surprised.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You could have
that.
Some qualities
that
they're looking for. But anyway, I'll concentrate on your relationship and see what's coming up for you. Okay. There is a heavyset man coming. She was correct about that.
Wow.
Yeah. I just asked my guys, and they said there is a heavyset man in the future. But, yeah. I would say around somewhere between September and November. They're telling me that you'll meet this guy, but, well, you'll meet him. But he is heavy set. I don't see him that tall. He's probably about 5'11 or 6 feet tall.
That's fine. I'm 5'8, I'm 5'8, so it's good.
My guys are telling me it's a hoot how you meet this guy. Now, I don't know where, because she's not showing me where, but... It's a hoot, so it must be an enjoyable time when you meet him. You know what I mean? It's a good atmosphere, a good environment.
Good.
I just don't see maybe at a meeting or some type of social gathering because it's like in a hall. Okay, I'm seeing like a hall, a social gathering. So not your people that you mentioned earlier. This is something different. But it's a social function.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, folks just get together. So I don't know, maybe it could be a group that you're affiliated with or some friends. But it's just a social function. Eat, drink, and meet and greet and talk, stuff like that. That's where I think you're going to meet this guy at in September, at that type of function.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Let's see what else. Yep, he's definitely single, retired. Yep.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Do you have any money? Give him that little money.
I didn't ask that. I didn't ask that. I just asked about the relationship.
Oh.
You know, the guy is coming. Yeah. They're telling me he's comfortable. He's comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think you two would, you know, enjoy one another. In other words, you two could go out and have a nice time. Now, I'm not saying you're going to go on a cruise and everything is paid for, but just the two of you, yeah, you'll have a nice time. He can pay for stuff. He's not a rich man, but he does live comfortably. It looks like he's a retired accountant, so you might want to just jot that down. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a retired accountant. Okay. Yep, that's it. That's it, Donna.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much.
Let me know.
Appreciate
Call us now and then. Let us know what's going on. Yeah, but do check a flower shop in your area. I mean, you can call SSI to find out how much money that you're allowed to work. But it looks like it's a part-time job, and I see other ladies there, and there is one gentleman that works there. And just neat. I just feel really good vibes off of it. Just a neat flower shop.
Oh.
And it's not too far from your home. So maybe think within your community or your area, any nurseries or flower shops around there, and apply.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just apply for part-time, yeah. But it'll not only get you out the house, it'll get you social working and networking as well, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to stay home all
the
time.
And I hope you enjoy your group, your NDEs. That's neat. I hope you guys enjoy that and have a good time with that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You had one
Okay.
too?
No. But I've studied different fields, and that was one of them, NDE, and I got that from my Kubler-Koss class, Death and Dying. Quite a few years ago. So, yeah, so it's interesting. Yes, it is, what our perceptions are about life and death. So, it's interesting. Okay, Donna, I got to move on to the next call.
Thank you so much for calling.
And you have a wonderful week, young lady.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Come on. Okay, next caller. Oh, there we go. All right. Area code 203. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. Thank you. My name's Pat.
And Pat? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Pat, welcome to the show. And how are
you
doing today, young lady?
Oh, not too bad. Struggling to be productive, trying to get myself to go out and walk my dog. It's freezing. I don't know where you are, but I'm in the Northeast.
Oh, you guys you have the snowstorm. What state are you in?
I'm in Connecticut, but, you know, none of us really got the snowstorm out here. We got snow, and in the middle of the night, it started raining. So we have snow and ice.
Oh, no. Honey. Please be careful. My God, when you go outside. You know, I would just walk close to the house or maybe around the yard or the backyard. I wouldn't even try and go down the sidewalk.
No, he's not going to get a long walk today. I think he'll adjust.
When you say, Pat, I can tell. Yeah, gosh, I was watching that, listening, and like, oh, my God, those poor. You know, I live in the West Coast. I live in Washington, so snow and ice is nothing for us. We're used to it. Well, that's our life here. But it's only the end of January and the 1st of February when we get snow and ice. So, but, you know, we have the rainy climate. So.
Right, right.
But yeah,
I
understand. That's why I'm saying, you know, please be careful, you and your baby.
Thank you.
You go
Thank
outside.
You.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Well, maybe two questions. The urgent one, it's interesting. Earlier, I was trying to decide which question, and my dog came and sat on my foot and just looked at me smiling, and he wouldn't get off. Kept trying to move my foot, and he wouldn't. So I thought, okay, the dog question. I see a therapist, and I see her on the weekends, so I can bring my dog to her office. Otherwise, the other therapists complain during the week. A couple of weeks ago, the gentleman before me, who I'd never seen before, came out with a dog, a border collie mix. And he was just the friendliest young guy. And I mentioned it to the therapist, and we talked a bit about his relationship with the dog and how smart the dog is and well-behaved and so on. Anyway, this week, he was heading out carrying the dog, and my therapist told me that he's got Lyme. Not sure if he has Lyme. He can't move other than his head. This young man is devastated and has no money. I don't have really much money at all, but I couldn't let this go. I asked the therapist if I could.
Go ahead. Is this his dog? His dog has Lyme disease?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, anyway, I said, can I give some money? And she said, no, don't worry. It'll all get worked out. Well, I went home, and my dog's been through Lyme and tick-borne diseases 3 or 4 times, and I've done natural supplements and done really well with them. Anyway, I went to another site, and I ended up speaking to this woman online and buying a tincture that should help. And then this woman was so kind, I told her the story. She said, you're being so kind. She put in another bottle. And she's mailing it out.
Oh,
Pat.
Oh, honey, being blessed, babe. Go ahead.
Oh, I am. Mm-hmm. And so is this man. And, you know, it has to be anonymous for privacy. So I'm trying to figure out how to get to him, so my therapist is going away in midweek. But anyway, can you tune in and see, does he in fact have Lyme or a tick-borne illness where this tincture would help him, or is it even something else?
Oh, let's see here. Yeah, the animal does have Lyme disease. Yep. Oh, poor thing. Yeah. The tincture that you got will give that dog some relief. It really will.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way you can get that to your therapist before she leaves and she can call this gentleman to come down to her office and pick this up?
No, I've been trying to do that, and I'm texting her back and forth. And actually, I don't even know where this woman is that's mailing it. I may not get it till Thursday, so my therapist is asking, can I wait till the following Tuesday? I don't know if it's urgent that he gets this right away, but it's going to be complicated trying to, you know, leave it for him with her being away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you get the anonymity. Yes.
Right.
Because you
right.
don't know. Well, just pray for the dog and the owner.
Okay.
And when she comes back, no doubt about it, you're going to give it to her. But just let her know this will help. This will give him some relief. Will it cure it? I don't know, but it will give that animal some relief. You know what I
mean?
He can turn his head or his movements a little bit better. So, yeah.
It will at least give him time. Because I can just overload him with all kinds of information on Lyme disease that most people don't know about. You know, I was just reading about this. You know, there's some people that are extreme, but I'm not surprised. I live in Connecticut, where the town Lyme, Connecticut, is where the name came from. And we're across from Plum Island, which is maybe part of Long Island. And they did, for many years, starting in 1954, experiments with highly contagious animal diseases. And a lot of people say this came from there. And this woman
yeah.
that was sending me the tincture sent me a bunch of links, and she said it definitely is, you know, it came from this island. The island is just
yep.
poison.
She's
absolute
right.
poison. And
I can feel it. Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sadly, she sent me a video, and evidently it's going to be the next. It's growing, which is very upsetting. She said it's kind of like AIDS, where we reach a point where it stops killing everybody. She said we're not there yet. So it's worrisome.
Mm.
But the other thing is, you know, there are natural people and people online that have protocols, you know, of natural stuff that help. My dog, I'm convinced he's cured, although my vet doesn't believe it, but the numbers are down, that it doesn't show he has Lyme disease anymore. So there are many sort of alternative. But, yeah, I just pray that I'm spending a lot of money that was going to go to bills, but I just couldn't turn my back on this. So I'm praying it'll be worthwhile. And from there, you know, he
yes.
can start
maybe.
Researching. So thank
Pat,
you.
I got one thing to ask you. When you
yeah.
give the tincture, would you also, do you have a computer where you can print up like a page of the information that you found? Because I see that he's going through this information. He's going to get the tincture. But if you put
yes.
like reference to go down and go to these sites or whatever, okay, and then give that with the tincture, he'll appreciate that.
Oh, you know, my therapist said he's a scientist. She said, so don't worry, whatever information you send, he's going to look it up, he'll understand it. What I did was I found a guy that makes a very, very similar tincture. In fact, this woman made this tincture after his protocol, and I got the book for him, too. I ordered it on Amazon, so he's going to get
okay.
the book.
Okay.
So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're going to be blessed. I mean, I know you didn't do it to get blessed, but the angels are looking at that information that he really needs, and bless your heart that you went over and above to make that happen. So, yeah,
you know,
you're going to be blessed. Okay, so what's your question? Because I got callers waiting.
Okay, my dog's been talking to you. Just a quick answer on this. I'm going through a huge transformation. I've been through hell my whole life. I'm finally getting a second chance and being brave and doing a lot of healings, and I feel confused and lost. And some days I just think I'm not doing well, and other days I guess when I get support and conversations, I feel I'm making progress. I'm just, if you can see where I am and what's forward for me.
The month of May this year, you're going to have a big turnaround in your life.
Okay.
Angels are telling me in May, and it's huge. So I'm writing it down as they're talking to me. Said a huge turnaround. It's almost like an angel came and tapped you on the head and said, your life is no more this way. Now it's all anew.
That's really
it's
literally
like
what I
It's almost like you paid the price or you paid the piper,
oh.
and
oh
it's
my
a
God,
done
did
deal
I?
Now. Yeah, well,
I really did,
but yeah, well, it's a done deal. And in May, it's like the board is cleared. That's
okay.
what the angel is showing me. Everything's brand new. Now, to you, no. I mean, you got your baby and everything. It's not so much brand new, but you will see a difference where you will be lighter. You'll feel lighter. Your speech will feel soft. Your character and your personality, you'll just feel so good. And at times you'll wonder what happened, but the angels are like, it's time. It's
yes,
time.
It is.
You've paid your due. You've done what you needed to do and what you went through in your life. So now it's all about Pat come May.
Okay.
Whatever that comes up, it's about you, but it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. There's so much sunshine around you. I see you now, and there's a halo going, but this halo is not around your head. It's from your shoulder going across your head to the next shoulder. That's how big this halo is. It's not just at the top of your head. So that tells me that your prayers are being heard, and you're giving back.
Thank you.
Even through all the stuff that you've been through, you are still giving back, showing love, and it's not going unforknown. The angels see this.
Being
yep,
in health,
the angels see it.
Yeah, being in health teaches you to give back, most definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's all that matters, you know, people, family, love, and helping whenever you can.
Yep.
And so
well,
I'm grateful.
Well, by May, yes, by May. So I would say after Easter, you're going to start to feel a change, but it's all
wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
It's all good. There's nothing bad about it. Yeah, yeah. I even
so
see
glad.
You getting a second baby this summer. Were you thinking about getting a second dog?
Oh, that doesn't mean that I'm going to lose the one I have, does it?
No. You'll have two, but I see in the summertime, somebody approaches you in the summer and has the most cutest little baby. About a handful. Yeah.
I don't think I can because of where I live, but I pray all the time someday to be rich so I can rescue many, many dogs.
Yeah. Well, no, this is just one. I only see you with two dogs.
Okay.
I only see you with two, but this one is just a surprise. One of your girlfriends comes, and it's just the cutest little thing. So the dog you have with you now, he'll have a little brother, a little sister.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah, for sure it is. So they can take care of mommy. Yep.
Listen, bless you so much. This was wonderful, and I feel so much better.
Well, thank you for sharing too. It's beautiful what you're doing. So bless me, bless you. Thank you for having the heart that you do. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
All right, Pat. Have a wonderful, blessed week, and I love
you. Too.
Thank you.
I love you too.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is also open. Okay, next call, area code 216. You're on the air with Linus. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Linus. Hi, Nina. How are you?
Hi, fine. Who's this?
This is Patricia in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, yeah, Patricia. How are you doing? Huh?
Well,
how are you doing?
Right now I'm doing good. I'm thankful, despite dealing with some other circumstances. My question this time is regarding employment. I got a little brief psychic reading from some others a couple of weeks ago stating I want to start applying to employment in Seattle, Washington, my new home. And I was considering doing the clerical work. This person said that she got, I guess, angelic guidance saying that a university, maybe an office in downtown or University Place, that
in Tacoma. Yeah, I know where University Place is. That's Tacoma, Washington. Go ahead.
Oh, sheesh. Oh, well, I didn't. I had my focus in Seattle. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah, that's in Tacoma. You know, that's where I'm at now. I live in Washington.
Right. Okay.
So you're thinking of relocating this way? All right. Well, Patricia, let me be honest and tell you a little bit about Washington. I don't know how much you know. Yes, it's a rainy climate. Some people find it depressing.
Yes.
Some find it beautiful because of all the greenery and the flowers. We really are evergreen state. Okay, and then so much to do. There's year-round activities, whatever. That's one thing about this state. It doesn't stop at the summer or winter. It's just stuff year-round.
Right.
The third thing, now, you know, our tax base, now this is the only downside, is 10.4. Are you aware of that? It's high to live here. It really is. It's a high state.
That I know. The cost of living is higher. And those rents, you know, E4 apartments are just very high. And so that's what I'm considering. I'm working on getting a job here, which has been so difficult for me. I think I'll probably get a job quicker there in Seattle than I will here. But anyway, I've applied to job after job after job just so that I can start earning money. And
right.
Nothing has come through yet except going to this Minuteman, you know, doing this day labor crap. But, oh, excuse me. That was a blessing.
That's okay. Be yourself, honey.
That was an avenue of blessing. But now, you know, I don't get anything. I haven't gotten anything from them. I'm now starting to apply to banks here for bank teller. Wasn't my chosen area here, but just something that I can start saving more money, because when I move there, yes, I know the cost of living is higher and the taxes will be higher, and just renting an apartment, I was going to probably put my few things in storage and rent a room, say, for 6 months. And then,
well, that's
but I'm going to get a job.
And your rent won't be that high in that particular incident. It'd be
right.
Lower.
But I,
yeah.
Like I said, I wanted to come and visit this month. Possibly I'm going into next month just to visit for a week so that I could see for myself, start putting in more applications. But I'm going to get the job there in Seattle before I leave here, before I move there.
Oh, yes,
so when I come,
very smart, very smart.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, anyway, let me ask, I'd ask that question, and you're saying it's in Tacoma. I may move to Tacoma, so I have to be open to that. But what do you see for job-wise? Because I was going to fall back on my clerical support staff skills, and I was thinking of a university while I'm building my grant writing, consulting, copywriting, you know, business.
Okay, now, you're aware of the University of Washington, of course, which is in Seattle. Were you talking about working for a university or just a company, period?
I was thinking about the university. I mean, yes, so I would have that consistent, monthly income, but then be working on, you know, myself as an independent company, freelance copywriter and grant writer.
Okay. I'm seeing right now, you got your pen there? Because I'm seeing a construction company.
Okay.
I'm seeing a temporary clerical. Something by the water. What's down by the water?
Yeah, that's what
the ferry system. That's right, because we have a big ferry. We got so many islands here. The ferry system. Washington State Ferry.
Right, okay. Well, the other person mentioned that she mentioned by the water, and that's when she mentioned that university.
And the university is by the water. It is. It's, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. University of Washington is by water. It's not far from it. Okay, so I got, the angels told me construction, temporary clerical, I guess, you know, apply. Now, the water thing, if you work for Washington State Ferries, look that up and call them, because Washington State Ferries, I believe they start at 15 or 18 an hour.
Okay.
They get pretty good pay. Yeah, they get pretty good pay. But, you know, they got offices, right? So you're talking about the administrative side. I could see you getting hired on that end quicker than, say, like 101 down at the waterfront with the ferry. The administrative side, yes. I could see you getting hired quickly for that. So do check that. That might be your niche, Patricia's right there, the Washington State Ferries. And like I said, it's good pay. Yep, it's good pay, and in fact, there are so many apartments and condos right up from there. I don't know, fill out. In fact, when you make your application, if you get a chance that you can speak to somebody one-on-one in HR, for the Washington State Ferries, in HR, ask them, so you're relocating, and you're just definitely looking forward to moving here to Seattle. Is there any suggestions she might have for where you could live in the area that's not going to be that'll be conducive for you but not expensive, right?
Okay.
So just ask, we're really helpful with stuff like that. So Just ask us. That, I see you right now working for Washington State Fairies. That's very prominent. That's angels.
Okay.
Yes, my guides. The guides are saying yes, too. So, yeah, it's a go. That's your niche. Washington State Fairies, working for the state. And at least working for the state, you'll keep a job. I don't mean no harm, federal employed people. Trust me, my heart is out there with you. But
yes, mine
you know what I mean?
Is too.
You'd be consistently working. Yeah.
Right.
You didn't get
right.
laid off or anything. Let me know, Patricia. Call back to the show and let me know. I'm trying to think what else, because, God, there's a lot down there at the waterfront.
Well,
Cyber Washington State Ferries.
Right. And I was going to rent a
room.
Yeah,
and you're coming out next month. When you come out next month, I hope you can come out toward the end of February after Valentine's, because in February is when we get our snow and ice.
Okay.
It starts like the end of January. Yeah. I don't know about this global warming, but Patricia, this is the God's truth. Every December, we're known for snow and ice. No big thing, but always December. Kids have a nice Christmas, white, blah, blah, blah. No more December. December's just like any other day if you're in California. Okay, now we move to January having snow and ice. Now we're not in January anymore. Now we're at the end of January going into February. So that's why I said, I don't know if it's global warming or what, but now we're up to 2 months later, you know, getting our snow and ice. So just to let you know, check the weather in advance before you come. I want you to enjoy yourself.
Yes. Well, it's 15 degrees here now in Cleveland, so trust me. What's
oh,
there
my
in
God
Seattle,
in heaven. Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So rain, water, none of that will. I'm ready for that. But thank you very much for your suggestions.
Oh, yes. You're most welcome. Thanks for calling, and keep in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
All right.
Definitely
thank
me.
You very much.
I'm in Washington. Nina's in Canada. Okay. Thank you, Pat, and have a wonderful weekend, lady. Yes.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Okay, next call is area code 352. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hi.
Hi.
Who's it?
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing
Andrea.
Fine. Who is this? Andrea.
Andrea.
Well, hi, Andrea.
Yes.
Well, Andrea, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you. How's your day going, young lady?
It's going good.
Okay, very good. Okay, Andrea, what can I answer for you today?
I was wondering if you had any messages for me.
Okay, I got to focus on one thing when I go to the angels and guides. What do you want me to focus on? What's most important to you right now?
Financial.
Finances, okay. Something stopped. Were you receiving some money or something and it stopped? Stopped coming?
So far, no. Well, yes.
Okay, because I got something stopped. Were you receiving child? Do you have children? Were you receiving child support?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes,
so you.
Yes.
Okay, did the child support stop? I'm not saying it stopped through the government. The child support stopped where the dad is not paying you right now? Because I see a stop in your finances. It shouldn't be there.
He's
it wasn't in that? Okay, all right.
No.
Well, I'm glad all that's good. Okay, very good. Let me go back, angels. They barely say anything. Let me ask my guides. I'm getting blank, just a blank black slate. They started when they said stop, but they're not giving me any more information. I need more. I need to find out what happened to her finances. Now they're telling me there's a man in the background. Did you give a man some money?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. The angels are telling me. The angels are saying, "Is it your brother? And if it's not, then stop." Okay. I tell it the way they give it to me. If it's not your brother, then stop. Don't give any man. Don't give a man your money anymore. Excuse me. That was interesting. Okay, what else, angels? Okay, the angels are telling me they're being blocked by your depression. Are you feeling down right now?
No, not really.
Okay, that's strange. They say they're being blocked by your depression, so they're giving you like little trinkets, little pieces of information. Okay, well, for sure, I know something stopped in your money. Don't give your money to a man. As the angel said, if it ain't your brother, don't give any man your money. And that's the only two things that I got there, Andrea, for that, for your finances.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't show me anything coming in, so I guess maybe it's up to you. You know, didn't show anything coming in.
No.
Okay. I got time. I can answer one more question. I got another call, but I've got time. Go ahead. You got.
Okay.
I know Nina doesn't like for us to do this, but I've got time. What's your second question?
My second question is, will things go back, or will everything reside the way it's supposed to in my family? With my family and everything.
Why am I seeing toxic and the word liver? T-O-X-I-C and then liver is right in front of my eyes. Is there someone sick with liver disease in your family? Or cancer with liver?
No,
No? Okay, well, I get toxic. Is a relationship now. The toxic is not the disease. The toxic I'm getting is relationship. Toxic, okay? But then they gave me this word liver, so now I'm thinking of somebody sick in the family maybe and whatever that they're supposed to be doing. I don't know. It's like some confusion and misunderstanding. You know, Andrea, I'm going to say this. People, okay, angels, wait, I want to say it correctly. People will look at you and think, you know, you should be doing this, Andrea, doing that, blah, 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 or have your kids over here. But they're looking at you from their perspective, how they think you should be. The answer's there, answers them, right? Oh, yeah. Andrea's doing this and that because she's helping, you know. They're doing what they think that you should be doing. I want you to cut that with a knife. And Andrea, do what you want to do. That's what's going to make you happy, give you peace of mind spiritually, mentally, and physically. Okay? You know, sometimes people get mad at you because you're not doing what they want you to do. Okay, well, that's fine. That's how you feel about the situation. That's okay, but that's not how Andrea feels. Andrea's got to live for her, what's going to make her and her family happy, right? So you understand what I'm saying? Good. Okay. Because I see that in your family dynamics. You know, if you don't do what they want you to do, then they get pissed off or want to talk about you or behind your back and all this. Okay, well, that's okay for you. That ain't Andrea. Andrea got to live and die for Andrea, right? So you got a good head. Got a good head on you. My guide is telling me right now that you're a very intelligent woman. So what I'm going to say for this family dynamic thing is do what serves you. Okay, do what serves you that makes you happy. I'm not saying not to interact with your family. You can do that. But self-preservation is number one, yes? Okay. Well, I want you, Andrea, to take care of yourself and your family first. To thy own self be true.
Right.
Okay? And other people can have their input. you know, whatever, whether you agree with them or not, that's okay. Everybody's got their prerogative to do that. But I just want you to make Andrea happy. I want you to love you. Because, you know, when you're doing right, you don't care what nobody else said. You paying your bills or taking care of your kids, right? So anybody else's comment about what should be done, that's an A-B situation. I see myself out because I know what I'm doing for me and mine.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go, girl. I got to move on, but just think about that and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Andrea, and God bless you, and have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller. Area code 216, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Well, hello, Linus. It's me, Patricia, again, Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. You can ask another question. Go right ahead.
Okay. This question is regarding, for quite a while, this is January, I guess say for at least 4 months or so, I've been seeing in my third eye, and I've seen this in my meditation, me holding a black puppy, and looks to be probably 2 months old, maybe three, and very calm. It's not, you know, hyper, you know, or, you know, it licks my face, but not in a, you know, in a, you know, really, you know, how some dogs can just be so hyper, but just very calm, like, and just need to know, is this the animal guide, or, and what does it mean, or what?
No, it's a new friend that's coming in your life. You're going to meet somebody. I almost feel like it's a male, so let me just leave it there, because it seems like the angels are telling me it's a male entity. So this black puppy that you see is a new friend coming. That's what your third eye is showing you, and he's a male, and he's, to you, almost like a puppy, a very good friend. Just a nice kind of guy, right? Now, I'm not telling you, Patricia, to do your all, give your all in all now. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But this guy that you meet, he'll be like a nice friend. A nice friend that maybe you go out to dinner, maybe go to the movies or something like that. Relationship-wise, you're not showing me that so much, but he enjoys you as a woman and as a friend.
Okay.
And so he's bringing that same energy, you know, to you because that's how he feels towards you. So, yeah, so there's a man coming. Now, where is he coming from? I don't know. The angels aren't. They're not really showing me where the man is coming from, but he is coming. That's what your third eye is telling you. You're getting ready to meet a guy that's going to be a good friend to you. Both of you will be good friends. Now, who knows? Maybe months later, y'all might end up in a deep relationship that your friendship goes to the next level. I don't know. But for right now, when you meet him, it's going to be beautiful. Enjoy. That's what I'm going to tell you. Enjoy it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
You are most welcome, young lady, and have a wonderful week. Yes, ma'am. Okay, area code 630, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Dion. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Dion. Girl, what's going on? I feel like a sister. What's going on, Dion?
I'm just working away today. Got a lot, big week ahead of me. I have a question.
Hold up. Moss is trying to get in touch with you.
Fine. But
yeah, he's trying to reach you, and I'm not understanding why it's a hard thing. I do. The angels are saying right now, Moss, he's trying to reach you. And I'm thinking, well, okay, he's trying to reach her, but he knows her phone number. That's not a hard thing. Okay, anyway, they were just telling me that before you started talking, so I passed it on. Go ahead.
Damn. Well, maybe he's just, like, having mental issues. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. They
I
just,
know
you began
laugh,
talking, and
but...
he kept saying, Amos is trying to read her, so I'm passing it on. Like I said, you know, my angels don't lie. I mean, it's up to, you know, the individual, however, that they turn left or right. So, anyway, I just give you the information. That's all. Okay, so what you got for me today?
Maybe I'll live with him. I just wanted to know, like, what you see for my living situation, because even though my apartment's nice and, like, I'm intuitive myself, I just feel like I'm not going to be here very long. By my choice, not because I can't afford it or something like that.
That building is changing.
I know.
That's a possibility, Dion, that it's going to sell. It doesn't mean you guys have to move, you know, just be a new owner. But it's a change. Yeah, it's a change. In fact, the person that's interested in buying that building is a no-nonsense. Okay. Are you going to be? No. You should be gone by May or June. May at the earliest, June 1st at the latest. You're out of there, and I'm glad. I'm seeing dogs running around barking and kind of fighting with each other. So
Mike,
I equate that to humans
not getting
along.
That's one of the problems that I
have.
That's exactly right. I'm running away from these dogs that are always chasing me down the street, and they're changing my lease, and legally they can't do that. And so I just wanted to know if I had an opportunity to move on to, like, live with a guy in a house. Just get out of the apartment situation altogether.
Oh, I'm sorry. What they're showing me is another apartment, but a nicer area. A nicer area than where you're living right now. Yeah, but they're just showing me another apartment. In fact, it's a one-bedroom they're showing me right now. Oh, it's nice, Dion. It's not that far. It's maybe 5 to 10 miles from where you're at right now.
East or west? North, south, I don't know.
What direction, Angel? Southwest. Southwest, west, southwest, west. That's your energy. Something about the west is calming for you. East, you... Okay, I got it. East energy, you do more things. You know, like you're working, you're going to meetings, or you're socializing, whatever, blah, blah, blah. The west energy, west, southwest, is more calming, very calming for you. So it's up to you. If you move east, you're going to be busy going, blah, 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 blah. If you move west, it'll be calmer. You'll still do whatever you're doing, but it's a calmer energy. But, yeah, but you'll be out of there. By June 1st, it's a done deal. You're gone.
Okay.
Like I said, or it could be May 1st. If it's not May 1st, it'll be June 1st. You're out of there. Yeah. And you're right when you said the change of lease. See, I saw that it was selling, that the building was changing hands. And
well,
remember I said no nonsense, these new people that are coming in that bought it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have good vibes on them, the new owners, sorry. I don't have good vibes at all. Yeah.
Even if somebody were to buy it, they still have to honor the lease the way that it is now legally, but the people who are running it now, they're just blowing past the law. And I don't want to be... I don't want to deal with that. That's all.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Well, all I can tell you, if you do move, please do not move in a hurry. Because I see May or June, you know, I don't want you to just jump up like, I'm out of here. February, I'm living somewhere else. If you do, go west. If you wait until May or June, you have your choice, east or west, which either direction, it's up to you. But right now, if you do want to get out of there by next month, go to west. That's good energy, good vibes, good essence. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Dion. You have a good week, young lady. It's always a treat to hear from you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, next caller. Oh, you're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And make sure you press 1 so you can get into the queue, okay? Otherwise, you get bumped around, and I don't want that to happen. When you call in, I want you to be in consecutive. So anyway, and Nina's not here for a couple of weeks. Nina's got pneumonia. So you got me Sunday and Monday for the next few weeks. You know, Saturday night, that's me, shoot from the hip. All right, let's take the next caller, area code 404. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus, how you doing today? It's Lolita from Georgia.
All right. And who is this again? I'm sorry.
Sure, my name is Lolita.
Lolita. And how is Lolita doing today?
Peachy keen, thank you.
All right, me too. welcome to the show, young lady. Now, what can I answer for you today?
I don't usually ask these questions, but I'm going to ask you, when do you see someone coming into my life?
Oh, okay,
partner.
Romance. Okay. Romance. Okay, Lolita. Before I do your reading, how's the weather down there? I know the East Coast got hit with snow. You guys okay?
We're good. It's just cold,
okay.
That's all it is.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just freezing. Too windy.
Hector. Write it down.
Hector, okay.
Oh, it's strong. I keep getting Spanish. Very strong. Hey, angels, give me more. Latino. Okay. So my angels are telling me they gave me the name of Hector and very strong Spanish essences around you. My guides told me Latino. So,
okay.
Spanish, do you like Spanish men or Latino men? It doesn't have to be Mexican now. Remember, we got South America people that live here in the United States.
Sure. Now,
so
I'm,
do you like Latino gentlemen?
I'm looking
sorry?
For an Indian man. I'm from India, so looking for an Indian man, actually.
Okay. Well, Lolita, there is a Hector, the Spanish, that will come up, okay?
Okay.
Like that. And the Latino was really strong. Okay, let me go and see what we see for the East Indian. But that just, you know, just make a note of it. So if a Spanish guy starts talking,
it's all good.
Linus told me that.
No,
okay.
It's all good.
Okay, let's see now. Narc. I'm getting that as part of the name, N-A-R-C. Narc, I don't know what else. I'm sorry. Okay. Lolita, no, they're telling me this East Indian guy, he works for drug enforcement. Wow. Yeah, he works for drug enforcement. Okay, come on, Angel. Yeah, he's in the government. He's up there, too. Young guy. He's not that old, Lolita. Are you in your 20s or early 30s?
I just turned 46.
That's good, because this man's been working, they're telling me, 20 years. He's been working 20 years for the government in drug enforcement. I mean, wow. Yeah, he's known. He's not like up there with Trumps or like that, but in that particular division in the government, you know, what is it, DEA? There you go. DEA, he is known. Yeah. there's a girlfriend that's going to introduce you to him because you're at a party and he's there with another guy. He is probably 48 to 50. Let me write that down. Guys,
okay.
48 to 50 years old. Widower. Oh, sorry. Yeah, he's a widower. Looks like his wife died of breast cancer. Yeah. Sorry for that guy. Yeah.
You have a time?
I'm single. He's not dating anybody. He's not seeing anybody right now. So he is definitely available. Now, financially about this guy, no objectives, none. Mentally, he's got a very good head on him. Physically, he's in pretty good health. Physically, he's in pretty good health, so he's all right. He's ready to settle down. Okay, thank you, Angel. Come on with it now. He's ready to settle down, to be with some woman for the rest of his life now. Why he's been single for so long, and when you meet him, he'll tell you this, is because he was scared. When his wife died, it just kind of hurt him real bad that he was scared to get involved in another relationship. So now he's ready. Now he's open. He's ready. A little vulnerable, but he's ready to be with a woman and settle down again. So like I say, I see the girlfriend is going to introduce you. He's there with another guy at this gathering. And it's not a club or anything. It's almost like a, okay, I see it, Lolita. Somebody's having a party for their one-year-old child. Little boy turned a year old, and that's what it is. It's a birthday party. So that's where you're going to meet him at. Yep.
Okay. I wasn't expecting all that information, but okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a good guy. I'm not picking up anything bad about his spirit. He's a good guy, and he knows God, or, you know, he prays and goes to church. So, yeah, he's a good guy. You know, in your culture.
Okay.
That's all good. Yeah, but that's still all good.
Yeah, it's a very spiritual culture, yeah.
If he has a child, it might be a grown daughter. I see a young female that's relative, so I'm thinking this is his daughter, but grown and married. You know, she's got her life and doing whatever. And that's it. I don't think, yeah, he didn't have any other children, just that one. So no boys and no more girls. Yeah, he's lonely. I understand that. Your daughter's married, you know, she's living her life, and, you know, he's just kind of by himself. But anyway, but now you know. So when you meet this guy and you start talking, and say, oh, what do you do for a living? He goes, well, I work for DEA. Bam, that's him. That's him.
You don't
Lolita.
Know the time frame,
girl.
Do you?
Yes, you talk to that man. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am. So, yeah, that's coming up soon. I would say probably, if not before Valentine's Day, maybe right after Valentine's Day. Did you meet this guy?
Oh, wow,
okay?
That's quick.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. All right.
All right.
Okay,
all right,
Lolita,
well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a beautiful week, young lady.
All right, thank you. I'll stay on the line to continue to listen. Thank you.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay. Next caller, area code 607. I'm sorry. Is that right? Yeah. 607?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
I want to ask how my move will go. Some people say I might move in March or April, and I was wondering, like, how am I going to feel in the meantime, and what can I do in the meantime, and how's the move going to go, where will I live?
Okay, and what's your name?
Nicole.
Okay, Nicole, gotcha. Okay, and you want to know, your question to the angels is that you want to know if you're going to move in March or April?
Yeah, they say I'm going to move in March or April, but it's so far away.
Not really. We're halfway through January already. Okay, when is she going to move? Wow. The angels are telling me if you don't move by March or April, the opportunity will not come again until September of this year. So, yep, you are moving in March or April. I think it's more prevalent for April because I'm seeing flowers, pink flowers. What are those? Cherry blossoms. I'm seeing the pink flowers. I see your smile on your face. You're smiling. You're happy. You're very happy. Wherever that you're moving to, you're happy about it. It's a good environment.
I want to move to the VOA. Can you see if I'm moving to the VOA?
If you're going to... Oh, to L.A.? Okay.
No, the VOA on Legacy Bay.
VOA. Okay. Is she moving to VOA? All right, angels. Not.
No.
Right away, they said, not, N-O-T. Close by. Now the angels are telling me you'll be close by, but not right in the mix or right on the border or on the water or the embankment. But they said you'll be close, but not right there. So I guess somewhere in the vicinity you'll be close by, maybe a few blocks away or something, I guess.
Your
heart
is
moving
on
the VOA, though, huh?
I don't know where that would be because I said I wouldn't live on Clinton Street, and VOA is kind of up on a hill and away from everything. And down the hill where the streets are is more like Clinton Street, and I said I wouldn't live there.
Well, I'm just telling you what the angels are showing me. They said not. But you're close by. So if close by means you're at the bottom of the hill, okay. But to live in that area up on the hill, they're telling me not, which is no, not going to happen. But you'll be close by it. So up to you, you know. Like we say, we give you the information. It's up to you how you use it, you know, use the information.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's up to you. We can tell you, but, you know, you might decide, well, nope. I'm going to move there regardless. So be it.
All right, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for calling, Nicole. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay. I've got lines open if anybody wants to call in. The phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. Okay, so I'm going to do the Nina thing. You got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. Let me see, what can I discuss? But I want to tell y'all, well, I've got a second before another caller, about the website. There's some really good information that I have put up that I think will benefit everybody. I'm definitely doing the health thing now because it's the beginning of the year, so not only on our Facebook page, but I'm also doing it on the website too. So let me just log in here. Do this. There we go. Patience, patience. Okay. And it's in blog news, just to let y'all know. So you know, and you know, you can get your readings, of course, over there too. You can go on the readings. We have blog news. The reading page, you can sign up to get a reading. The radio page is let you know whatever this, not only the radio schedule, but let you know any special guests that we have coming up. And the last icon is prayers. And we try and cover everything possible in prayers to help people. So that's something for you to look forward to. Okay, now I've got it up. So on blog, I mean on theessenceofsuccess.net, okay, theessenceofsuccess.net, go to blog news. I did a thing on senior discounts. If you're a senior or your mother or grandparents, whatever, there is some absolutely great senior discounts. Some it's 55 plus, others are 60 and up. So, but I mean, anywhere from 15% to 70%, yes, discounts for seniors. So just think about that. Also, I have an article on Lauren Sanchez, the lady that's been having the affair with Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon.com. You might find that interesting. There's an article on Impeachment Process Begins. You got to read the article. Impeachment Process Begins. And then I have an article on the White House kitchen is shut down. That's kind of comical, but serious. It's serious about when the college football champion Clemson Tigers, when those young men went to the White House for hamburgers and fries, which were cold. Okay, but anyway, that's a good article. Also, read the article on natural painkillers. Okay, without taking all these drugs and stuff, just natural things like juices and fruits and vegetables that you can eat that actually will help you to feel better. So you guys check that out. Go to the blog. And remember to subscribe on the front page when you log in. Do subscribe below, okay? And then go to the blog news and read the articles that I have. I try and do it every week. And also, don't forget, every month we are doing a monthly newsletter. And the only way you're going to get that newsletter is that you're a subscriber. So just to let you guys know. And later on today, we also have a photo gallery on the front page of the website. I know we don't normally talk about this, but on the front page of the website, you'll see a picture of me and also Nina. And there's a photo gallery. Try and do photos every week. And it also has Sunday and Monday readings that you can listen to, okay? All right, so they're archived, and it only changes week to week, so you can go back in if you're on the show and you wanted to hear a response or answer to something. Please feel free to do that. Okay, well, I don't see any more callers calling in, so you know what that means. Time to close the show. Yeah, well, I want to thank everybody for giving me the privilege and honor to read for you. I enjoy it, I always do. Thank my angels and my guides for assisting me in my psychic readings. Pray for Nina. Like I said, Nina's got pneumonia really, really bad. So please pray for her that she feels better, and also the sale of her house. And, y'all, let's pray for those 800,000 people, my God, that are not working because of Trump's federal government shutdown. So please pray for those people that they can make it through, especially the ones that have family. My heart just goes out to all of you. It really does. I know what that's like. But anyway, pray for those folks too, y'all. And I will see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. So have a wonderful Sunday evening. Hope you enjoy the football games or the shows and had a good dinner. And I will see you tomorrow night at 6. And if no one tells you they love you, well, I do. Thank you.
Just lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way.